It is time. Okay.
Frank, can you hear me?
We're all good?
Yeah. Okay.
I think everybody can hear us at this point. Yeah.
We can all hear.
Can you not hear us? I think the guys down the hall can hear us. Okay.
Can't hear us in the Paris.
Thank you very much, guys. This is going to be a fun session, we hope. As Andrew said earlier, feel free to fill out your evals now, because you're going to be in a rush to leave here to go to the party. So just five straight across. Don't worry about it. We'll do the details for you later. Okay. Let's get started. The session is building a website in 75 minutes. It's an intranet portal. I'd like to introduce the folks on stage, and then we're just going to get right to it. So first, Luca, he's going to be our designer. And
hello, everyone.
Alyssa is going to be worried about social and style, because the rest of us are neither. We have no social skills nor style.
That's okay, no.
Jeremy is going to be doing our content on the website. Andrew will be the Contoso IT department.
They laughed at me.
Not too many people liked you.
People know Contoso.
That's the problem.
They said in the IT department.
I will be the Woodgrove IT department. Who knows Woodgrove? So the agenda for today: demos, fun, prizes. Not necessarily in that order, and we're going to get right to it. So, you saw the slides at the beginning. We have a audience participation prizes available. If you haven't joined our Yammer group yet, please do so. Alyssa's going to be tracking it. We're going to be doing Q&A, asking some questions, having you guys provide some feedback. Right answers awarded 3 points. Wrong answers awarded more points. I don't know. We're going to sort it out as we go through it. There'll be t-shirts available in your general vicinity if you answered it right. You may or may not catch the prize. It may or may not be something you want to take home. We'll sort it all out.
If you answered it wrong, the aim might be a little bit lower at you.
There you go. Okay. Woodgrove Bank merges with Contoso. Who knows Woodgrove Bank? Who remembers Woodgrove? Anybody? Oh, come on. There's not that many people.
We need
context.
Yeah.
Woodgrove Bank was a demo site that we used to use when we were doing CMS 2001, 2002. So if you've been working with the product that long, you would recognize Woodgrove. The thing is, Woodgrove had a public-facing website. We've rebuilt the Woodgrove intranet for you, and we're going to go through the process of taking the Woodgrove intranet and bringing it up to the, let's say, modern intranet era. The thing about the Woodgrove intranet is that it was built in 1998. If you were around working with the product then, you might recognize some of the features that it has on it. The other thing that's interesting about Woodgrove, I being the Woodgrove IT department, is that we still work at Woodgrove. We built it in 1998. We got awards for building it in 1998. And we're really damn proud of it. And we're holding on to our intranet. And we want to keep the intranet going, because it's been going since 1998. Unfortunately, Andrew and the Contoso people who we're merging with have this fantasy that the intranets need to be modern. They have to have all sorts of features, and they want us to do things. And so we're going to go through the exercise of taking the old Woodgrove intranet and converting it into the new Contoso intranet.
We messed you up.
Stop messing me up.
I lost internet for a second. Try to get it back.
See, it's live.
It is live. Okay, so with that as context,
let me talk a little bit about what we want to build as the Contoso IT department. We want to build a new intranet for our organization that's now the combined Contoso and Woodgrove organization. So what do we want to have within this in our intranet? Well, all the big buzzwords that you hear everybody talking about today. We want our intranet to be social. What does social mean? We want people to be able to interact with each other in the site. We want them to be able to do that within context of the site. They want to be able to see conversations going on right in line where they're working with throughout the intranet. The other thing that we want is we want video, right? We want to make it a lot easier to get video and surface video throughout our intranet. People want to be able to just turn on the webcam on their laptops or on their desktops and be able to explain what they're doing and demonstrate it with the screencast instead of having to write up some document. So we want to incorporate video into our intranet. We also want the intranet to be search-driven or have a lot of search-driven capabilities within it. It's going to let us surface content from throughout the intranet and from other sources that are outside of the intranet. Right, they're still within our bounds of our organization. Might be in file shares. They might be in other websites that are not hosted within the intranet. But we want to make it easy to get content, surface it, keep it fresh on the site, and not seeing some real static, archived kind of content. Furthermore, we want the site to be responsive. Right? What does responsive mean? We don't want to have to define all these different iterations of our site in order to satisfy the different devices and the different browsers that people are using today to browse intranets and websites in today's age. So we're going to do that using a responsive thing that we'll show you throughout the session. And then finally, I'm the IT guy. I don't want to maintain this environment in terms of dealing with all of the scaling and the servers and the uptime and the backups and all that stuff. I want my intranet to be able to be hosted on the cloud. I want to give it to Microsoft and Office 365 and SharePoint Online. So I want to be able to do all these things that you see in the cloud in Office 365 and leveraging SharePoint Online.
That's great. So the good news is that if this is what you want, I think that my 1998 award-winning intranet has you pretty much covered.
Your Woodgrove intranet.
My Woodgrove intranet. Let's go take a look at my Woodgrove intranet. So I'll just get it over here on the screen where everybody can see it. Anybody recognize you? There we go. So the really great thing about the Woodgrove Internet is just how relevant it was. I mean, you know, in 1999 and 98, it was really important. We were worried about, you know, the Y2K stuff, and we got all our content there, and it's still there, and if anybody wants it, it's still there, right? 15, 18 years later, it's still there.
Did you have to look at your watch to see it was 15 years later?
I did. I had to do that.
You got years on your watch?
I do. It's great. The other thing, Woodgrove was way ahead of its time. They did a bunch of back-end integration. They had online banking systems. All we had to do was go and click on it and just install our Telnet client, and we were set.
That says, this was, for those of you who can't see that in the back, that says your Telnet client will now be run.
We had a bunch of other great functionality, but I think, you know, the most important thing, look, you see your content. And
what is that?
It's a scroll bar.
But what's with the other one on the other side?
Well, that was part of the award. The more scroll bars we had, the better the award we got.
But you hid the horizontal one?
Well, yeah. I mean, we were trying to make it friendly, so we only had a few scroll bars.
So was that like for the 99 award? You would add another horizontal scroll bar?
The more scroll bars, the better in 1998. Come on.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, this is an award-winning intranet. What do you want us to do with it?
Dan, I don't. Do you guys think this is going to work?
Yeah. Thank you.
We called it an edit point in the recording. Do you think this is going to work? No, this isn't going to really work. We're going to need to rebuild our intranet. We're going to work through this, okay? We need to rebuild our intranet. Now, what we want to do is we want to start the site on-prem. We're starting the site in SharePoint Online in Office 365.
Why? So, I have this running on three boxes behind the lunchroom. It should be okay.
So is your cloud the dust that the fans kick up in the server?
Well, it was cloud-based, absolutely, yeah.
Well, so one of the big changes, let's start out with getting the site up off the ground. One of the big changes that we have in sites that started around 2000, right, is we wanted to be able to access our websites in multiple devices, right? We wanted to be able to access it on phones and everything and have a nice UI that's going to work on these small devices. This one doesn't exactly work here.
No. Look, I admit that in 1998, if you had your Compaq, your iPad, or your Palm device, it was a little complicated. But the good thing is, nowadays, all I need to do is use any browser on any device, and I just pinch it, and I can move things around. It'll work. It's good enough.
Let's see this. Go ahead and switch me over really quick here. Let me see if we can get this working here. So, oh, wait a minute. Why? I'm on the site. It says I went to Woodgrove, our website. Why isn't that working?
Okay, well, you didn't put the default.html there, like, you know.
There's no default site here. Okay, hold on. Let me see.
Default.html. That's the way intranets were back in the day, right?
I think so. I don't remember. I wasn't. I
you were
I was
too young?
Yeah, I was too young for that. Okay. Is it just HTML or HTML?
One or the other, yeah.
I can figure that part out. Thanks. Okay, look, so, well, you know, it does, I guess it does work. I mean, what are we going to do, a pension? Well, I guess you can kind of do that.
Isn't that good enough? I mean, it's an intranet. What more do you want?
Dan, I think that this guy sums it up. All right. This guy kind of sums it up for us, okay? I think that we need to rebuild.
Okay, what are we going to do?
We're going to rebuild. Well, first we're going to switch back to the screen while I try and set this down here. Now, so what we want to do is we want to kind of make this thing a little more responsive. So, Luca, you're going to be able to help us with this maybe, right?
Yeah, so absolutely. So we are going to build that on SharePoint Online, just said before, and we are going to use this site. And that's what we're going to see.
Hold on, Luca. Hold on, Luca. Let me try and switch.
My sound isn't working. Otherwise, you'd hear a really awesome noise coming out of my computer. But I'm bored. And David Lindgren. David, where did you go?
Where's David? There he is.
You were the coffee spilled on? Oh, you just pointed out. Who got coffee spilled on you?
Someone got coffee spilled?
Shoot a t-shirt in his direction.
Not at him.
Not at him. Just. Oh! Wow.
Wait.
Yeah.
You play basketball?
And okay. Sanjay.
Wait. You play basketball?
That was your idea. That was beautiful.
You have to call Glass. You got to call Glass if you're banking it in.
All right.
Okay, Luca, this is what we're doing.
We need one more t-shirt. Sanjay, raise your hand again.
Oh, there we go.
It was his idea to give the spilled coffee guy a t-shirt.
Okay, fine.
Brilliant idea. Thank you so much for spilling coffee on yourself. Or if it might have been one of the balls, it might have been
Sanjay,
this guy's
raise
fault.
Raise your hand. Let's keep going, guys.
Okay, so we are going to build...
Ooh.
Oh!
Oh, come on.
Hey, Sanjay.
Call Glass. You got to call Glass.
You got to jump.
So we are going to build that on SharePoint Online. This is the site we are going to use. What the hell happened?
Keep going.
This is the site that we're going to use, and you see this kind of UI, but I'm telling you that this UI is going to change very, very quickly. So the way that we're going to use that is that we're going to build pages that will be able to be used on different devices. Normally, you can do that in several ways, and in SharePoint 2013, we introduced a new feature called Channel Device Manager and Channels that we will able to have different pages for different devices. Now, that's one way to do that. The other way to do that is by using the responsive design framework. And that's actually the kind of pattern that we're going to use today. And by using that, what we're going to do is that we are going to build a single set of pages that will be able to be used on different channels and different devices. And basically, the way you resize the page and the way that the browser will resize the page, depending on the device you are using, the page will adapt itself to the new browser, to the new device by basically change the menu and change the content and refit the page itself.
How are we going to do this? How are we going to implement this?
So the way we're going to implement that is that we could have create a lot of custom code in the page, and that would be one way to use that. Or for this session, we are going to use a CodePlex solution, which is called Responsive SharePoint. This CodePlex solution is basically installing a responsive design framework that acts as a bootstrap for your pages.
Oh, so we're using Twitter Bootstrap for this, and that's what that thing is. Okay.
Yeah, so we're using what we're doing is that basically you are able to have a preset of CSS and JavaScript that you now have to plug within your pages, master page and page layout. So in that way, you will be able to short a little bit the amount of work needed in order to make the entire custom page using the response design framework.
Okay, it sounds like this is gonna take a lot of work. How much work are we looking at?
Well, let's be honest, right? If we were not going to use the Bootstrap framework, that would have been probably a couple of weeks of work. Because we're going to use the Bootstrap, this is going to shrink a little bit. And I want to be completely honest with you. I'm going to cheat a little bit, and because I'm going to cheat a little bit, it will be able to shrink from a couple of days to 5 to 7 minutes.
So you're cheating. In 1998, when we built Woodgrove, we did it by hand. We used Notepad. You're cheating.
But I'm using Notepad as well.
You're using Notepad. Okay. Fine.
That's what makes us feel better.
Okay, well, Luca, we'll let you go ahead and get started, but you got a little bit of work to do.
All right,
so.
I'm
going
to interrupt again. I am going to post the first question for audience participation points on the Yammer group, so go find it.
We get right answers, first answers, wrong answers, you might get a t-shirt.
Judging is arbitrary and corrupt, and that's all there is, really.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay, so while Luca's working on getting the responsive design.
So one of the other things that we really want to focus on with our site is making sure that we get the right content up on the site for the right people that are interacting with our site. So it's important to do this because, you know, we don't want a bunch of like stale content lying around, or we don't want our site to, you know, get to be boring for our users and such, right? So, I mean, even if you see here, if we take a look over here at Woodgrove, our Woodgrove site, I mean, everything, it's not really relevant content here. I mean, I guess
it is. If you want to know about the Y2K stuff, and that was the most important thing we ever did on our intranet, we got it there.
Okay, that was relevant in 1999 or 2000. That's not relevant today. We want relevant content.
But if you need to find it, it's there.
Okay, I have a better idea. One of the ways we can show relevant content, have relevant content showing up on the site, is by using something called search, right? So what we want to do, we want to go through and implement search within our site. So Jeremy, you can help us with this, right?
I can. Dan, you got me up on the screen?
I do. You're up on the screen.
Okay. So we're going to build a kind of typical news portal type content rotator thing. We're going to use the content search web part, which is really cool. Lets us use HTML and JavaScript, which, you know, really easy to write in. So we're going to do that. I'm even going to throw in a bonus. I'm going to make it work with touch. So I think this is going to be pretty cool. You've probably heard about content search web part at the last SharePoint conference.
Yeah, so SharePoint, so you, when you say SBO, you mean we're talking about SharePoint Online,
yes,
right?
SharePoint.
Yeah. And you say content by search web part. We got introduced at last SharePoint conference, but we're SharePoint Online. We're not on-prem.
Yeah.
And the content by search
it's
web part.
It's been a long time since the last SharePoint conference.
Yeah,
actually shipped content search web part into SharePoint Online.
Same
as on-prem.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. All that great stuff we told you about last time of building search-driven websites, you can now do it in SharePoint Online.
You can actually do them online?
You can.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what I'm going to take a few minutes.
Okay, so now this sounds like, I mean, building a whole bunch of search interface into the site and everything, how long is this going to take?
Well, if you were kind of new to search, you could get started probably having your first custom display templates in an hour or two, but, you know, as Dan said, we're cheating, and I wrote some of this code beforehand, so it'll take me a couple minutes. But
you're cheating as well?
Yeah, but I cheat with Visual Studio.
I don't cheat
with Notepad.
You guys, we used to build websites by hand. You guys all use other people's work to get your websites built.
Did you do this with, like, taking your server, your big mini tower under your arm and up the way to school?
To work in the snow, and both ways uphill.
Yep. Writing ones and zeros.
Writing ones and zeros, absolutely.
I see. Okay, well, Jeremy, this sounds like a little bit of work here, so I'll let you go ahead and get started with this and everything. Now, so while Jeremy's going through and he's going to build out, so adding the content by search web part and giving our site some life and some relevant content and stuff, the next thing that we want to work on here is we want to make sure that we have our site look nice, right? So we want to make it have things, you know, look a lot better than what they probably look like now. So can we go over and take a look at the site?
Small technical issue while we get Alyssa back in our conversation here. Hold on. Okay, well,
one of the things we also wanted to just make sure that we highlight at the beginning of the session is that, you know, one of the things you're going to see us do throughout this session is try and cough all the way through it. But the other thing we're going to do, I have a pile of cough drops up here. I'm trying. Don't leave them.
No,
I have one. No. I'm not giving these out. These are staying with me. You're going to see us do a lot of stuff throughout the session that you're going to see throughout the conference. And so what we're trying to do in this session, we're not just trying to teach you how to do each one of these little steps. The goal of our session here is to kind of show you how all this stuff kind of comes together to build a nice site with content by search and being responsive and having a nice video integration and those kinds of things, and social. You're not going to see all the detailed steps with this and walk away with, oh, that's how I do it. That's what the other sessions of the conference are going to be for. We're just trying to put everything together as like a mashup and stuff, okay? So just to kind of make sure the expectations are set here.
Well, we get Alyssa's screen back up. And as you can see, this is real, right? So yes, Andrew and I are kind of hamming it up a bit, but these guys are actually working. You can see their screens going. Alyssa's screen, unfortunately, is having some issues, but she'll talk us through what she's doing, so go ahead.
So what I'm going to do is build on the responsive framework that Luca set up with Bootstrap, and I'm going to use responsive media query, I'm going to use media queries in my CSS files to grab the different CSS files based on the size of the screen.
So these media queries, you said in the CSS we're using media queries, and what those are going to do, how are those used?
So what that does is basically it only grabs the CSS file if a certain condition is met, and in this case I'm doing it based on max and min width, number of pixels across the screen.
Okay, so we're using like the CSS import directive to be able to pull in an external CSS file as long as it's that we have a certain width of the screen that the browser is being used here.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So when we're going through and we're doing this, now what happens if like I want to have a is there any kind of a skill set or an idea of the order of these different ones that they're showing up in the list on the page in the CSS that pulling them in? Does it matter if I do the 480 size width browser to the 1028 browser? Does the order that matter?
Yeah. So if I wish I could show my screen.
Use one of the other thingies. This is very technical.
Session.
Is it one of these other thingies?
Yes. Not that one. This is number 5.
Yep, got it. Oh, look
Bingo.
At that. Okay, well, let's keep going then. Let Alyssa just do her demo.
So here are the media queries here. We see here on the left.
Yeah. Ignore the left side for a second. Basically, I'm doing here is first grabbing this global CSS that applies everywhere. So that's things like the color palette and that sort of thing. And then what I want to do is first say to take the CSS for the phones, because that's going to be the first condition that they check, and then gradually get larger with the CSS files, min and max width, so that I don't end up downloading a CSS file that applies to something else, because then that's just going to be extra latency on your page.
Yeah. So if the 1028 had a much higher res image reference inside the CSS, if I jump on it on my phone or on a tablet or something, it's going to go pull down that image, even though I don't need that on the phone. But
right.
By having the 480 one above, oh, nice looking.
Sorry. I was having other issues.
So if by the 481 being above that, that's going to reference a different image that is a much lower scale, much lower quality that is fine for the phone, but it's also a smaller file size, which is better for a mobile experience.
Exactly.
So better to start with the smallest screen size at the top and then work your way down to the bigger screen size at the bottom.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what about if I guess I could have done the same kind of stuff, though, using JavaScript, though, instead of using CSS. What's the advantage to using CSS over using JavaScript to define the size, the responsiveness?
Basically, it's the complexity. You'd have to write some pretty complex JavaScript to find all of the divs that you want and then give them different CSS names. With this, you just have to think about the phone at one time and then the tablet at another time and the desktop at another time and just keep on with that one and assign whatever CSS you want for that div for the phone and then do it for the tablet and then for the desktop. Whereas with JavaScript, it would be much more complete. But when you're doing a responsive design, JavaScript is really important for showing and hiding content or having more interactive sorts of things.
I got you. Okay. Now, the other question, though, is what happens if I want to add a new device? Like, what happens if I go get one of these, you know, wicked cool 4K devices, 4K screens down the road where the screens, you know, the resolution's so much bigger? I mean, is it just really as simple as going in and adding in yet another media query with another CSS file?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So does that mean when I want to hit this website with my Palm device, we're going to be okay?
If you want to bring your Palm device, you can definitely do that. Do you have any other ones that you might want to try out?
I have an old iPad sitting in a drawer
somewhere.
A little
compact iPad?
Yeah, yeah.
Because in the drawer, is it right next to the 1998 award?
It is. It's next to the Newton. Anybody have one of those? Okay, so moving on. So, focus, Andrew.
Okay, now. All right, so Alyssa, how long is this, what we're looking at here? This sounds like a pretty serious task to go through and to build all this out.
Well, so if you were actually building out all of the different CSS, that would take a while. I'm doing a little bit of copy-pasting, but also because we're only doing two pages, we're doing article pages and we're doing the home page, we're not building out an entire site, so it's only going to take me a couple minutes, assuming my computer decides it wants to keep working.
Okay.
So you're cheating again? You guys all cheat. All you modern dev designers all cheat.
It depends on your view of what cheating is, Dan.
Okay.
Life has gotten a lot easier.
Let's go back and look at our website.
Let me ask.
My 1998 award-winning intranet.
Let me show you something. Let me show you a little bit of real world. Let me show you a little bit of real world here. How many of you in the audience are using things from like external sources that you find on like GitHub or CodePlex or other libraries that are out there for different templates and stuff in your sites to help speed along the deployment of your sites, right?
You guys all cheat. You guys all cheat.
If you're not cheating, what's that? Oh, there you go. No, one person wasn't.
We were doing it by hand at Wood Grove in 98.
One person built one website over the course of 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
He got an award for it, and we're looking at it today.
Let's keep marching ahead.
All right. Alyssa, I'll let you go ahead and start working on the responsive stuff then.
Alyssa's clearly having connectivity issues.
Do we have the network dude here?
The network dude.
Thanks, guys.
Wood Grove IT, can I help you?
Clearly, I guess the networking hasn't changed much since then.
But seriously, if someone remembers the demo Wi-Fi password, if you could come up and whisper it to me, that'd be awesome.
Can you just log in?
No.
Okay, let's keep marching ahead.
Okay. So, Jeremy, let me come back over. How are you doing on the content
really
by search
well.
Stuff?
So I've got all my code written, copied, pasted, et cetera. And I wanted to show kind of the power behind all of the stuff that I'm doing, all the demos that I'm going to do today, is really the query builder for the content search web part. So I don't know how well you can see on the screen if Dan makes me bigger.
Yes, I will make you bigger, Jeremy.
Yes, embiggen me, please. So, Query Builder lets me specify what kind of content I want here, which is really cool.
Thank you.
It really is. So, in this case, I want articles because we're doing kind of a news home rotator thingy. I'm not going to restrict there.
And so, what is this that you're showing us here? Is this the content by search query builder, content by search web part query builder here?
Yeah, so this in this case, I'm in basic mode, and a little later, you might see me switch into advanced. But in this case, I told it I want all of the items that match a particular content type, and I'm not going to restrict where they come from. So like you said earlier, we wanted to pull in content from other sources around the Contoso intranet. This is going to set the scope to go pull that content in, so we've got articles written. And I said the content type is article page, so I'm going to hit OK here. And I'm going to tell it that I want, let's say, 8 results to come back. I'm going to hit OK. Alyssa's still working on CSS, so some of it's bleeding a little bit, but that's OK. I'm going to save the page.
Yeah, OK.
And once we get out of edit mode, I'll even check it in. Dan is a stickler for check-ins, so I'll check it in.
Thank you.
Could you check things in 98?
We wish we could check things in 98.
Could you check them out?
Well, if checking them out was easier,
Were you using Visual Source Safe
or
something?
On.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so I've got my content on the page. I've got the rotator here. And you can see I can drag this.
What's that circle? What are you doing?
The little gray circle?
What's that circle?
The circle is my finger touching my nice
touch screen.
I'm touching my screen. I am. But I'm also not using my mouse to make this nice draggable area.
Yeah.
This is a really easy, like there are a bunch of touch frameworks out there for building web apps. I didn't do that. I cheated. I just told it to make, I have an overflow content that's bigger than my container. I hid the scroll bars so it looks nice. It looks kind of fancy. We added these little arrows on the end that kind of tab back and forth. But we're making the browser do all the work without having to go as far as a touch framework to get some basic touch support here. And when I tap on this, it's actually going to change which article I'm looking at.
How did you touch things and touch your screen
let me publish and then yes.
Your screen. We're in Vegas, okay? How did you touch your screen in 1998? Could you do those things and move things around as you were doing?
Moving on.
We broke Andrew.
I missed something?
Moving on.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, so thanks, Jeremy.
Yep.
So the next thing that we'd like to do is we wanted to be able to have personalized...
Wait. So I had asked on Yammer, what is your favorite website from 1999? And I got a lot of good results, but I biased it toward my favorite website in 99, which was AOL. Can you show us this?
Oh, yeah.
This gorgeous AOL.
Hello,
that has,
machine.
Like, this changing in different languages, and, like, that's...
That was,
that's
hey, this was a big deal back then.
I know. Okay. It's super exciting.
Who gave us
so,
the answer?
Saad Chowdhury.
Where is that person?
Saad.
There he is right there.
All right, give that man a t-shirt.
Let's shoot in that general direction.
Don't also...
Hit. Ooh.
You almost
yeah.
got the...
Yeah, someone else said AOL.
Thank you to the guy behind you.
Stephanie Long.
Where
ah,
there she
way
is.
Back
oh,
there.
There we go. She's in the way back.
Try it again.
Way at the back.
Way at the back.
Row.
Just
last row.
All the way at the back.
Don't shoot to the ceiling.
Yeah.
And also, there were also some really good suck-ups who said Woodgrove, so thanks all y'all.
Yeah, the Woodgrove guys, you're not getting a prize. Okay. So let's keep going.
Oh, wait, no, but I have another one. I have a poll this time.
Oh, you're going to put a poll up?
Yeah, I'm going to put a poll up on Yammer, so you guys should go vote.
It's a little social thing that you guys do.
I know.
Okay. He's not joking. He really doesn't do that stuff at work. He's my boss. Okay. I can throw him under the bus.
Yes, antisocial. Okay, so where are we at?
We were talking about the antisocial Woodgrove site. So the next thing we want to do is we want to be able to have a personalized site. We want to have a lot of content be very personalized.
Why do you need a personalized site?
Because you want the site to be, when I browse a site, I want it to be tailored for my kind of preferences, that I like to see things, like the weather.
Look, it says, hello, Dan. It's like, it's personal. It's friendly. It knows
Andrew.
Who I am. What more do you want?
It sounds like he's got a more of a complex issue here. Jeremy, can we do something about personalized content on the site?
Yeah, I think we can do a little better. So one of the
you
things
guys
that...
You guys were always trying to make it better. It was good enough.
Good enough is not good enough anymore.
Good enough.
Okay. So Contoso has, out in SharePoint, a list that stores all of its... regional sales data for the various salespeople out in the organization. So I think it would be pretty cool if when one of those salespeople came to the site, they actually saw a nice little chart of how they're doing.
Will it know my
in
name?
Each of the regions. It's not going to know your name, Dan.
Why is it not going
to
know
it
name?
Couldn't. Talk to me afterwards. We'll make it know your name. But for this
when
demo,
I go
it's not
to the portal and it says, hello, Dan, I feel good.
But it's going to let you know whether you're meeting your quota this month.
Yeah, that I don't want to know. That won't make me feel good.
Okay. we'll make it do your name later, but we're going to do my quota demo instead.
Yep. So how long this personalized content, this sounds like this can take a lot of time here.
It seems like it would, but the same query builder we saw earlier is actually going to make it really easy.
You're still cheating.
So the content by search web part, we just ignore him. Yeah. We do that from 98.
Yeah.
So from 19, so we're going to, you're going to use this content by search web part,
yep.
Same query builder to go through and to filter this out. So
yep.
Not going to take a whole lot of
no,
time
I
to
mean,
do
this.
No,
the data plumbing for that is really easy. I'm going to configure the query very similar to how I did before. You might see me in advanced mode when you check back in with me later. I'm also going to throw in some HTML5, canvassy, JavaScript fun stuff. So really the basic setup for the query is a couple minutes, and then your templates are going to vary by how complex your design is.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I'll let you go ahead and jump into that and go ahead and get started with that.
So what do you want to do now? I think Woodgrove is actually still pretty good, right?
Well, it was fine, but I think we'd like to make our Contoso intranet be a little more social.
What does that mean?
Conversations. We want to be able to feel like we're interacting with each other and interacting with the organization. Like if I have a question or something, I want to feel like I can connect with somebody through the website at the organization.
So the personal thing, fine, you guys can make it more personal. But social, in 1998, we were way ahead. We had social. So I don't think we have to do any work here because we could just reuse the Woodgrove stuff.
Do you have it here?
Yeah, of course.
Let's see this.
We've been social forever. Look, when we want to contact someone and we want to have a conversation, all we would do is just go down here and we hit on the contact us and it would bring up Eudora and we were set.
That's Eudora?
Isn't that what everybody, like, look, we won awards with our intranet. I don't understand what the problem is.
Did you guys consider, like, ICQ? Or...
Yeah, we did, but we wanted it user-friendly, so we'd use Eudora.
IRC channels?
Yeah, we could have done that, but this was advanced technology at the time.
Alyssa?
Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
What can we do with social within our intranet?
Well, so we have Yammer now, which is awesome, that all of you are participating on. This is making the session so much more fun for me. I've been with these guys for 2 weeks. It's just boring. So thank you. But hi. So with Yammer, Yammer is of course a great place to go to discover content and to have some of these conversations, but we also want to bring social to our users. And so I want to put some on the homepage as well as sprinkle it across the site.
You're going to just like squish a conversation into the empty space on my page?
In a manner of speaking, but I would put it better, I'm going to insert the Yammer app for SharePoint.
Oh, I see a spot.
You're going to squish Yammer into my page?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
But it'll look good.
It'll look good. Okay.
So how long does that take to go through to integrate Yammer into our site?
So it shouldn't take very long. It's a matter of getting the app and then just putting it where you want it, like a web part. And then as far as putting it on an article page, which that one makes a little more sense when I show you. So
okay.
I'm going to work for a little bit.
So do we get to see what you do for a minute here?
Sure. So as far as that part goes, I'm going to first get started on adding the Yammer app for SharePoint, which is just in the apps you can add. It's our app library with the new app platform as of SharePoint 2013. So that is, I think that's the new signal that we need to give out t-shirts. Gerald.
Go ahead, Gerald, yeah. Shoot.
Whoever's cell phone went off, raise your hand.
Now stand up.
Oh, yeah.
Now stand up. There you go.
You're all answering right. Better.
Somebody claimed it.
So what I'm going to do is actually go in and edit the page layout on the site where we keep our articles. So that's on a different site collection, similar to what Jeremy was talking about. So I'm going to go into the Master Page Gallery and edit the page layout so that every time someone creates a new article, they will have a Yammer. Let's see, where is it? It's right here. It looks like I already did that work. So every time you go to that article, when you create an article, a Yammer embed feed will be there.
So we have to do this every time you go and create a page, you're going to have to go and do this muckety-muck?
No, it's just, because it's on the page layout, it's every article. So if we go back to our homepage here and we click on one of the articles that Jeremy has surfaced with his content search web part, now available on SPO, then when we click through, it's going to take us to the site and we can comment on the article right here.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's better than email in Eudora, I guess.
Yeah. I think so. So did you have to go set anything up ahead of time to go through, be able to leverage this? Or?
No, so that code is just a slightly modified version of what's made available on the Yammer developer site.
Mm, okay, so do I have to, but I don't have to go set up a conversation for each one of these? Or?
No, with being on the page layout this way, it happens with the URL for every article. And so the conversation is tied to that URL.
Okay, so it's going to be tied in with my enterprise Yammer network and everything, so mm-hmm. everything still stays within my organization
yes.
and be in my intranet.
Yes.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty good. So I'll let you go ahead. You're also going to work on adding it to our homepage as
yeah.
well. So I'll let you go ahead and jump into that. Luca.
Yes, sir.
How about time to come back and check with you here? So you were working on our responsive design.
Absolutely.
What can you got anything to show us?
Absolutely. So let me go back here. To Contoso Live, and now what you can see here is that we have added the content, we have added the responsive design information over here. Clearly, you cannot see that on my screen because the browser is taking the whole screen, but if you log in with your favorite device, you may be able to go there and see how the content works with the new responsive design framework that they just injected within the pages. So, do you have a favorite device that you want to use?
What's your favorite device here, Andrew?
Do you guys have a Windows phone, right?
It was. It's something else now. It's a white phone.
It's a white phone?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a Windows white phone?
It's a Windows white phone.
Nokia makes one of those.
Where's my refresh?
Are we switching over here?
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and switch over here. That's the old stuff that we had.
Yeah.
And we're going. We have 5 bar. Oh, here we go. Check it out. Now, there's the mobile site, and so if I scroll up a little bit, there we go. We can see there. Oh, check that out. Oh, look at that. Got our site right here, scrolling down. What do you think, Dan? Is that looking good?
Yeah, I don't know. What about the navigation? Look at the, it doesn't look as responsive as I would have expected.
What, you mean like the menu going across
here? Well, what happens if you flip the phone over?
Well, like this? Or like this? Well, look, isn't that cool? Did you do that in 98? Well, right, so like that, and I go the other way.
You could flip devices in 98. The content didn't do much.
I didn't know the devices actually flipped. Can you do them upside down, too? Yeah, so... let's go back like this. Yeah, so we'll go back like this. So
yes.
Luca, is there anything that we can do actually with the navigation that we see going across like horizontally on the site?
Yeah, so what I've done so far is that I am concentrated on the content and on the frame of the page for the responsive design. The navigation is a little bit different because now you have to inject some kind of JavaScript code that the browser will run when you resize so that the navigation can change and you can put what is called now the hamburger, which is kind of a standard-ish thing to resize the menu. And yes, I'm still going to take advantages from the Bootstrap framework that I installed, but I have to do a little bit of more injecting code within the master page in order to make it happen for the menu as well.
And it'll work for all browsers on all devices.
And it will work for all browsers on all devices. There are some devices that need a little bit of tweak. So if you take a look at the master page over here, you see that what we're doing is that we are detecting the user agent of the browser, and we have to do something special for iPhone because of the way that the Safari works on the iPhone. But don't worry, it's going to be good.
You're making now you're singling me out.
It's going to be good. So give me 3-4 minutes, and I will work on the menu right now.
Okay, we'll give you 3 or 4 minutes to let you start working on that.
Thank you.
That's fine. Okay.
Ding 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 ding. It is.
Yammer time.
Yammer time.
Hold that yammer time. Before we go to yammer, we actually have a small special request. It's Alyssa's birthday.
It's also effectively...
No. It's Alyssa's birthday.
It's Alyssa's birthday.
Can we just very quickly have a happy birthday to Alyssa? Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Happy
Give them all t-shirts. Give them all t-shirts now.
You can hit me later for this.
Happy birthday, dear Alyssa.
Oh, Jesus.
Happy birthday.
Yes, Alyssa, what were
it's
you
It's as saying? Much my birthday as move it is on. Andrew's and Luca's.
Move on.
Okay. More than half of you have had your portal for more than 2 years, which seems pretty out of date, and then there's lots of conversation going on about, do you mean the content? Do you mean the server?
Well, the content's from 98, right?
Who
actually has content from 1998 on their intranet today? Come on. Be honest.
You know how they find it? Through search.
Isn't it like the main navigation? Okay.
That was a poorly worded question. Thank you all for that lively conversation. Who's the snarky person who told me to Google the thing I didn't know in the middle of my session?
The password?
Okay, no one's fessing up to it, so shoot, rant, wait. Is it over there?
Oh, that guy.
I tried to give you a t-shirt already. Shoot the gun that way. Yeah. That way. That way.
Had he said bing it, he might have got a t-shirt.
I'm paying attention.
Yeah. Go, come on, shoot. Thank you.
And now we have a trivia question going up on Yammer.
Okay, moving on.
Okay. So, Luca's going through. He's cleaning up the menu a little bit to make it a little bit more responsive. Next up, Jeremy.
Yeah.
So last we talked to you, you were working on something about personalizing some content on the site.
And you're going to make it say my name.
I'm not going to make it say your name. Sorry, Dan.
Do you think this is a bar in Chicago or something?
So, Dan, you've got me up on the big screen?
You are up on the big screen.
Okay. So I wanted to just quickly show the Query Builder UI again. We saw it a little earlier, but this is the advanced mode, which actually is still pretty easy to use. So I just wanted to call out what I did here to get my personal results. So I'm using the local SharePoint results for kind of my query scope, which is pretty typical. And all I had to do to get personal was I know that the column on the list that has my sales data has the managed property salesperson OWS user, which is a search property. It's been indexed. And I'm setting the contains filter on the name of the user who runs the query. So whichever user is looking at the page, search is going to return the value for them. You can see right here this highlighted bit. That's all that it added when I built that using the UI. So I can hit OK. And you can see the result preview there. I'll hit OK over here. I selected my display templates. I've got my really cool HTML5 skills going on here. Believe me, the hardest part of building this demo was doing the math right to figure out how to draw a pie chart. I'm not even joking. It was the hardest part of the demo. And if we scroll down here, hey, all of a sudden, my sales information, pie chart, it's got different colors for different regions. We've got North America, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia, all here. And different users, you're going to get different data depending on how your sales are doing.
And the way we get away without putting your name on it is we just throw my all over the place.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so now
I have to change my name to my?
You could.
If you wanted to. Go for it.
Okay, let's move on.
Jeremy, that looks great. That looks really good. So we got nice personalized content showing sales data, for my information, all that stuff.
So in Contoso, this kind of stuff is pretty useful, right? Like real world customers do this kind of stuff that Contoso is doing, putting content on pages?
Absolutely. Real world people, real world customers are doing this. They want to be able to log in. I want to be able to see the current sales information for the quarter for my division. We want to be able to see what different metrics are. I want to be able to see all this kind of stuff. It's a very common request, being able to personalize the content and being able to show data that's relevant just to me, not just content that's relevant just to me as well.
I can do more content, though.
You can do more content?
I got more content.
What kind of content?
Well, hopefully in the keynote yesterday, everybody saw the new Office 365 video portal.
Oh.
The thing, and we had a session earlier today from our wonderful t-shirt cannon master at arms.
Video?
Video.
I know all about videos. So you guys keep shooting down Woodgrove. We had video. We did video. I mean, this part we could just reuse, really.
This
we'll
I gotta see.
Yeah, we'll just cut and paste. So if I want to watch the video about the company values.
You could stream it?
Why the what do you mean? Burger doesn't burger?
Stream it.
No, I just look, this is easy. I would do this, I would download the video, and you know, I would download it, I'd come back on Monday. And I'd be able to watch my video. I don't see what the problem is.
I don't think that's Monday. That's 10,000 days, 12 years.
Well, the big video and the modem coupler thingy wasn't working.
Yeah,
Jeremy?
So I think we can do better.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
think
we
might
be able
to do a little bit better than this.
We're shipping a new out-of-the-box video portal, which has a really awesome design that I don't really feel like re-implementing. But what I do want to do is highlight those videos on my portal's homepage and then link us off to the new Office video portal.
Oh, so just like really embed the videos in our site, but they're actually being surfaced, and then we'll watch them over on the other side on the portal.
You'll get the Windows Azure Media Services, streaming video, all the great stuff that Gerald talked about in his session. If you didn't see it, find it later in the session notes. It was really good.
Cool.
So yeah, and the easy part about this for our portal is that all I really have to do is redirect the URL. So search again is going to give me the properties I need, and since the video portal is going to have a well-known URL, I can just rejigger it a little bit, and it will take us over to the new video portal.
So it doesn't sound like it's going to take a heck of a lot of time here. A
couple minutes.
Okay, I'll let you go ahead and start working on that then.
Okay, so.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt again for more t-shirts. So the trivia question was, what was SharePoint's code name before it shipped in 2001? Mike Homel? Mike. Whoa, way in the back. That's good for Gerald.
Does anybody actually know it? Who's yell it out. Ready? One. What was it? Tahoe,
So STS, Kim, where are you? Yeah, Kim is like showing some serious knowledge. Well, technically it wasn't SharePoint, it was services.
Well,
so.
Depends what team of SharePoint we're talking about. We won't go down that path.
But t-shirts to both of them.
Whoa, okay.
You're done.
All right, one more.
You're
what?
Done?
Yeah,
you're
is
done.
Yours working?
No.
Over where? Where was the other person?
Kim was in the middle there.
Somewhere.
Middle
there,
toward the back.
The
script for that menu is all added in the footer.
Okay. So, moving on.
No, we moved.
Okay. So, last we left you, Luca, you were also working on some of the menu.
I'm almost there, but I need 5 more minutes.
You need 5 more minutes on the menu. Okay. So, let's kind of take stock of where we are with our site here. So we've gone through, we've added video to our site, integrating with the new video portal that was announced yesterday in the keynote and also shown in the session earlier today. We've made the site a lot more social, right? So we saw how we could add the Yammer app to the homepage of the site and also adding it to the page layout for all of our different articles to be able to create, one, a conversation on the homepage, which Once that was added to the homepage, all of our users were able to pick which conversation or which network, which stream they wanted from our corporate Yammer network, and we wanted to show up on their homepage when they went to it. We also went to the article page to be able to see and how we added the conversations to each one of the different articles using the Yammer stuff as well. And then we also have seen how we made the site very responsive, being able to work with different devices, the exact same site. We're going to see the menu in just a second as well. And then we've also seen how we could surface content from throughout our site using search, both using search just to surface the content from different locations in our site, using the content by search web part. We saw how Jeremy went through and had that nice little horizontal slider of our content, being able to see the stacking. And then we also saw how Jeremy also created some personalized content on the site. All of these things are things we've all seen and heard from our customers and our own organizations that we want within our own intranets, today's modern intranets, okay?
So if you take a look now, if you go back and, no, go to my screen. Yeah, so, and we can do that from here. We can do that from here. So now, if you can take a look at this, is that now you have the menu and you have the Yammer, which is not configured here, but because I'm a different user, and I can show it's a different user because I have different data here, right? So here's why. So now, remember what was happening before when I was resizing? Now I am resizing, and take a look at what's happening to the menu. Is that when I'm resizing, and here we go. I can now change and access the menu with this new burger that I have in the menu.
Wait, are you clapping at this?
Well, I'm not clapping. I was being polite.
And there is another burger over here for Yammer.
What are these burgers?
Well, this is a Yamburger.
A Yamburger?
We added the Yamburger to the site. Okay.
You're making me hungry.
Which basically gives you the ability also to access to the Yammer web part or application from a resized device on a different page.
Gotcha. It looks pretty good. Looks pretty good. So we can interface with the social side of it on the mobile devices as well. And also having the site be a lot more integrated.
So where are we at now? Alyssa? Social?
Social. So I think we kind of saw it. So you can see it on the homepage. I've now added the
But you're logged in. Luca wasn't logged in.
Yes.
So let's take a look.
Yeah, so here I'm logged in. I've configured it as Garth to show my home feed. So when I go to the, I don't know where I clicked on that. When I go to the intranet as me, I can see the things that are important to me on Yammer. So IT or whomever is able to give me this content that they would like me to see, as well as me being able to have this personal connection to what's going on in my company.
Okay.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, I mentioned a minute ago, too, that we had video was already added into our video was added into the site, but we haven't really seen the video just yet. So.
We're getting close.
We're getting close to it? We're getting close to baking? Okay.
We could go and wait for my video to download, because how long was that?
No.
I'll finish long before your video.
It was only 10,000 days. I mean, we should be... Okay, fine.
Unfortunately, your video would finish much sooner before that, but everyone would be at the raceway by the time that our video...
Fine.
Actually, be back from the raceway.
So let's keep going. Is there much more to do there?
We can, if you want to switch back over to me.
I do. That's what I want. Perfect. So, why don't you walk us through what you're doing there, Jeremy?
Yeah, so I've got a section here in our page layout for where I want my videos to show up. So I'm going to add another web part. Again, I'm using content search, which is great. It's hidden under there under content rollup. I'm going to add that to the page. Load. You can see by default it picked the list template, which is pretty boring, especially if you want to do video. So we'll change that. And we're going to come in. And again, all this stuff, it's just basic HTML and JavaScript. Like, you don't have to know too much about SharePoint programming to make all this stuff work. It works pretty well. So I'm going to change this to my swipe video control I just built, along with the swipe video item template. And we want video, right? That was the thing we said we wanted, so I gotta go into my query builder. And again, this is an easy one because SharePoint knows about video, so I can just say, give me the videos in my dropdown. And you can see it gave me a bunch of results there. I'll make sure it shows all of them. We'll hit okay. And with a little bit of SharePoint conference magic, when I hit save, we're going to see the video. There we go. So I got another one of these similar content rotators. I saved time by actually using the control I built earlier for that same control template. I actually removed some code rather than adding it. So I've got the same nice touch-friendly support. And when I tap one of these, it's actually going to take me over to the new Office Video portal. So, voila, I'm in the Office Video portal, my video is playing.
It's Luca!
It's Luca. Come on. I've got my related videos, I've got some metrics, I've even got this cool little gray Y on the side of the screen.
What is it with your Yammer logo there again?
So, again, in the video portal, all videos are going to have a Yammer feed. So, I've got the nice little, we call that the light box, so that's in the video pages as well.
If I can interrupt for just a second, it's going to be shipping with the video pages on the video portal as well as with the Office Online app. So when you're working on a Word document or you're viewing a PowerPoint from one of your coworkers, you'll be able to see what else is going on around that document. What are people saying? Who's worked on it? And be able to participate in that conversation without leaving the context of your work.
Very cool. So they're using like Word or PowerPoint or anything in the Office web apps.
Yeah.
So Dan, you seen what we got here? What are you thinking?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we had our award-winning Woodgrove site, and you guys just don't seem to appreciate it.
It's award. I've never seen the award, Dan.
It was award-winning in 1990. Look, we have it here. Let me show you in case anybody, you guys don't believe us. It was award-winning. I had an award. Our site, come on. Zoom in. Okay.
All right.
So, what are you going to do back there, Andrew? You're switching roles on me.
Yep. So, jump over here to Jeremy's machine really quick. Let's just take a look at what we've done again. I kind of went over a second ago, but let's make sure that we have a pretty good feel for this. So, we started with the Woodgrove site. But we went through, we added a nice responsive UI so that we can take...
Do you not like my gaming mouse here, Andrew?
I'm going to grab the other one. How can I grab that? Okay, so if I dragged it in just a little bit here, what I could do is I would see the site kind of changing how everything looks. So I was having trouble grabbing the...
It's maximized.
Oh, that's why. Here we go. Oh, there we go. We see our site kind of changing. There we go. You see the site kind of laying out a little bit differently. Right?
There might be a little menu bug.
Might be a little bit of a menu bug there. Yeah.
That's how you know it's live.
Yeah, a little bit live there. You can see, though, we also have our content being rolled up down here from using our content by search web part. We saw the social interaction here being added with the Yammer app. Scroll down a bit farther. We just saw the video component do it as well. And then we saw the personalized content coming back from our content by search web part. So, we've seen all the different pieces here that we wanted to implement into our intranet. We saw all of that, actually, in a whole lot less than 75 minutes that we saw. So
yeah, so I think, you know, the important takeaway, as much as I was pretty proud of my award-winning 1998 Woodgrove website, is that the truth is a lot of this stuff now is just available for people to use, right? Yes, you'll need to configure it, and yes, some of this stuff was canned, and we sort of glued it together in an hour. But really, in an hour, three or four people can go from zero and start getting real functionality. So we believe that for most of you, probably an hour is going to be not quite enough time. But, you know, a couple of days, you're probably going to get something that is far beyond anything that most people are going to start from scratch and try and build in weeks or months. So we think in a few days, you guys can really get truly functional intranet sites that the enterprise can leverage all its content and share with its people. So that's our show for an hour. We hope you guys had a good time. Please score it, and we'll see you all at the party. Hey, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.